someone still praying, go ahead and pray for the baptism of the spirit of faith. The baptism of the spirit of faith. Ambrasteke veteke bakoteke balada kabriataka. Ranteke bashanta kabariasta lada bambriataka. Shelebereke veteke barataka bakata. A fresh baptism of the spirit of faith. Kapakoteke balata kabariasta kai. Is someone praying? Barasedo boko bakatila da bakabrianakai. Ambrasele de bonde kabariasta kabanamakai. The spirit of faith. Echo pakata kabarasta kabariataka. A fresh baptism. A fresh impartation of the spirit of faith. Come on, is someone praying? We have the next 1 more minute. Is someone praying? The Bible says, for by faith we understand that the physical reality that we see is created, is formed by the word of God. By faith, our father taught us very profoundly. He says it is the faith of God, it's our faith that connects us to the possibilities of God, that connects us to the power of God. Then the power of God then brings about the manifestations that we seek. Lift up your voice for the next 30 more seconds and say, Lord, fresh baptism of the spirit of faith. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. What's the prayer? You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. You are the wisdom before time began. Thank you so much. Please be seated for a few more minutes. Hallelujah. Can we celebrate God one more time for all of those powerful words? I yet have the honor tonight to bring also a portion of the word of God as we round off. On the grace for signs and wonders. The grace for signs and wonders. Praise the Lord. I believe from the depth of my heart that this would be a charge for those who are tired of a nominal Christian life. Who are tired of a regular Christian life. There is no signature of the supernatural upon your life. Praise the Lord. The grace for signs and wonders. Hallelujah. It's been line upon line from one word to another. My brothers have done very profound and have brought the word with power and grace. Hallelujah. So shortly would consider the grace for signs and for wonders. Hallelujah. So there are four foundational thoughts that I want to share with us that lays the foundation for every other thing I would like to say. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The first thing I would like to say as things to note on the grace for signs and wonders is that God does not only desire us to walk in signs and wonders, but he wants to make us a sign and a wonder. Praise the Lord. God doesn't only want us to walk in signs and wonders, but he wants to make us an epitome. Signs and wonders personified. Please can we have Isaiah chapter 8 and verses 18. Isaiah chapter 8 and verses 18. It says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for what? For signs and for wonders. So the call tonight is not just for those who walk or receive the impartation or the grace to walk in signs and wonders, but to become sign and wonders personified. Praise the Lord. So the operation of sign and wonder is not just associated to the things that happens around you, but that you become sign and wonder personified. Hallelujah. So the call is not just to walk in signs and wonders, but our lives become a sign and a wonder. That when they look at us, they see the signature of God upon our lives. They look at us, they see the signature of the supernatural upon our lives. Are we together? Please say amen. Foundational thoughts number two. The manifestation of signs and wonders is not just for the fivefold, but for all who believe. Hallelujah. So the manifestation of this grace is not just an exclusive privilege to those who are called to the fivefold ministry, but to every believer who names the name of Christ and truly believes in the supernatural, believes in the operation and the operation of the grace for signs and wonders. Please, can we have Mark chapter 16 and verses 17? Mark 16 and verses 17. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. It says, in my name they shall cast out devils and shall speak with what? New tongues. Hallelujah. So this is not a grace meant for the apostles, meant for prophets, meant for pastors or teachers. This is a grace that is meant for all who have the ability to believe God. Who can create a room in their mind, in their spirit, for the operation of the supernatural, even in signs and wonders. Hallelujah. The third thing to note is that if there is always a logical explanation to the entire happenings in the believer's life, then is a revelation of the fact that there is an absence of the grace for signs and wonders. Hallelujah. If there is always a logical explanation about the eventualities, the happenings in the life of a believer, then it reveals to us that the grace for signs and wonders are absent or is absent. Hallelujah. Is God helping us already? So, number one, God does not only desire for us to walk in signs and wonders and miracles, but he wants us to be sign and wonder personified. Number two, the manifestation of signs and wonders is not just for the fivefold ministry, but for all who dare to believe. Number three, if there is always a logical explanation about the happenings in a believer's life, then it reveals the fact that the grace for signs and wonders is absent. And then finally, the manifestation of genuine signs and wonder always points to the person of Christ. Hallelujah. The manifestation of genuine signs and wonders in the life of a believer always, would always point to the person of Christ. The Bible says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men to myself. Praise the Lord. A sign simply means you are pointing to something. Praise the Lord. So this is what will help us contrast the manifestation of the demonic as to the manifestation of the divine. Praise the Lord. Because when you read the book of Matthew, it tells us that false prophets will arise and begin to communicate and manifest a semblance of sign and wonder. So how we contrast the operation of demonic signs and wonders is that the manifestation of that supernatural points to a person called Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So therefore, what is sign? What is a sign and a wonder? What is a sign and a wonder? A sign and wonder, therefore, is a supernatural intervention in the affairs of man. A sign and a wonder, therefore, is a supernatural intervention in the affairs of man. Hallelujah. Now, while it is true that God created the believer to live based on the principles and the laws of the kingdom, however, there is always a gap that only the supernatural can fill as you sojourn in the faith life. Praise the Lord. So like I said earlier, if there is always a logical explanation to the happenings of God in your life, then the finger of God is not upon your life. Then the signature of the supernatural is not upon your life. Hallelujah. So a sign and a wonder, therefore, is a supernatural intervention of God in the affairs of man. I wrote something here. I said the absence of the grace for sign and wonder is the presence of a normal and regular Christian life. The absence of the grace for signs and wonders is the presence of a normal and regular Christian life. But I forbid that happening in my life. I always want to see the signature of God in my life. I always want to see the signature of the supernatural. Let there be a gap in my faith experience. Only the signature of God can explain. Because by the natural occurrence of events in our life and throughout our entire lifespan, there we would have to pay the price to access the several other systems of advantages that God had created for us to live a victorious life. Praise the Lord. And if this grace is absent, then we have signed up for a defeated life. Hallelujah. I also wrote something here. I said, okay, I've said this before. Praise the Lord. Now, very quickly, can we look at a few scriptures that suggest to us that there is such a grace called the grace for signs and wonders? Please, can we have Acts chapter 5 and verses 12? Acts chapter 5 and verses 12. It says, and by the hands of the apostles were what? Many signs and wonders wrought amongst the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Praise the Lord. So that means God can actually wrought signs and wonders through the hands of men. But he reveals to us that these realities are only obtainable within the walls of a church. But many of us have not truly paid the price to translate these possibilities into our own personal lives. So I do not just want to see the sick healed in church service. I want to see the sick healed in my family. That my child is sick and I can stretch out my hands. And here comes the wonder working power of God to produce sign and wonder. Hallelujah. Can we have Acts chapter 5, still the same chapter? Now we're reading 14, 15 and 16. Acts 5, 14. 15 and 16. It says, and believers were the more added to the Lord and multitude, both men and women. Verse 15. It says, in so much that they brought forth the sick into the street and laid them on beds and couches. It says that at the least, the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Verse 16. It says, there came also a multitude. Okay, can we just stop at verse 15? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, in my understanding of elementary physics, praise the Lord. Now, Paul Peter had grown to such a stature that we could actually infer his shadow as the shadow of the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible says, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. So Peter had grown to such a stature and ranking in the spirit that the people said, we know Peter, you are busy, but we can make do with your shadow. So they arrayed all of those that were sick, those who were blind and oppressed of the devil, in so much that while Peter passes, his shadow will be captured. Hallelujah. But in our understanding of elementary physics, it means a shadow is produced when light is casted on an object. Praise the Lord. So that means if I'm jumping, my shadow should be jumping. If I'm passing by, my shadow should be quietly passing by. But while Peter passed by, his shadow was busy laying hands. Laying hands, because the Bible tells us that we shall lay our hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Peter grew to such an individual that we could call a sign and a wonder. Very quickly, I want to share with us what I call the spiritual forces that provokes the manifestation of signs and wonders. The spiritual forces that provokes the manifestation of signs and wonders. Number one, the force of hunger and unquenchable desperation. You will never see the outworking of the supernatural and signs and wonders in your life if you do not hunger and thirst for it. The manifestation of the supernatural is directly connected to spiritual hunger and desperation. Hallelujah. The Bible says we should earnestly desire, earnestly hunger, earnestly thirst for spiritual gift. Hallelujah. I remember one time in my first day in marriage, permit me to just share this example just to buttress on this point. I was so tired because when I come to church Koinonia service, I see a plethora of many graces, the manifestations of many possibilities, but I could not be able to translate them into my personal life. Things were pretty hard. I couldn't make ends meet as a family man. I remember one time I was praying and the Spirit of God moved me, came upon me, and he told me, go and take oil. Praise the Lord. He says, enter your kitchen and begin to anoint every food item and speak to it. So when the power of God came upon me, I took oil. I went to rice. I anointed rice. I said, I speak to your kind. You will not finish in this kitchen. I went to oil. I anointed oil. I said, I speak to your kind. You will not finish in this kitchen. Because I was tired of a normal Christian life. How do you explain a gentleman with family, no paid job? The reason why many of us have not broken into the supernatural is because we have a plan B. But if you are face to face with that situation and you know you are helpless, then that hunger, that desperation begins to lead you to break into the supernatural. I said, no. The covenant of supernatural supply in this family, in this house that walk upon our Father, must be translated into my life. Today, if I sleep hungry, it's because I'm fasting. I cut a covenant by hunger. By hunger. No. I may lack other things, but not food. I knew what happened to me, and I knew a grace came upon me. Mine may be for food, praise the Lord, but yours can be a desperation to carry the grace that raises the dead, to carry the anointing, the mantle that heals cancer, to carry the anointing that raises the lame, that opens blind eyes. The outworking of the supernatural is always connected to hunger. 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 I am tired. There can be more. There can be more. It says to see your power and your glory as I have seen in the sanctuary. I believe that it is not a coincidence that today is Father's Day. So that means there is access in the Spirit to partake of the mantles. There is access in the Spirit to partake of the graces. I don't know how hungry you are tonight, but this is the night where we must shake off the limitation and break into the supernatural. Thank God my wife was not around. If she had seen me, she would think I was a madman. You have to look like a mad person to walk in the supernatural. If they have not told you it's like something is wrong with your head, then you are not yet desperate enough for the supernatural. No, these hands must raise the dead. These hands must heal the sick. These hands must heal cancer. History is a synopsis of many men and women who walked in His grace. Can we pray for 1 minute? This grace for signs and wonders. This grace for signs and wonders. Where is it, oh God? It's in the scriptures. I have read about it. But can it be manifest in my life?
My altar is calling me. Hunger, 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 spiritual hunger and desperation. I refuse to be normal. I refuse to live a regular Christian life. There has to be the signature of God upon my life. There has to be a signature of the supernatural. Barakateka banatai, franteko barastaka, eragabana makabria da balada bakoria, randeka balada bambria stabanaka. I don't know what situation has plagued your Christian life. Begin to speak. I take advantage of the grace for signs and wonders upon the life of God's servant, upon the life of our father. We address that mountain by the power of the living God. Is someone crying? Is someone crying? Barataka banama kambria taka. Velatia toko braste. Valiatam bradila da bakoria. Barande kobana kaste. Valiatom bradila da kaaria taka.
I can see with the eyes of my spirit. I can see young ancients rising, for I know they're coming in their thousands.
Men of power, men of stature, men of grace.
They're coming from afar.
Name we have prayed. I think I will just stop here for a press of time. My assignment is actually twofold. Honestly, I do not consider myself in any way to stand in the capacity to do this, but then we have been instructed by our Father that we should raise an incense of intercession for Him. He actually instructed this by Himself, that we should raise an incense of intercession for Him. Praise the Lord. And we'll take out the next 1-2 minutes and just raise that incense. That incense. But I'll share a scripture that leads us to pray.
Now, make no mistake that we're here shouting Hosanna, Hosanna, that they are not a sect of persons who are uttering crucify him. Hallelujah. He may be my apostle. He may be your apostle. Praise the Lord. But to some other sect of persons, that may not be the case. Hallelujah. Can we read a scripture that blesses me so much? Can we have Acts chapter 23 as we intercede for our Father? Acts chapter 23 from verses 12. It says, and when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they kill Paul. You can imagine fasting that should be deployed to accessing spiritual benefits, but there were those who fasted. They came together enacting the covenant of agreement. They came together neither eating nor drinking that until Paul dies. Make no mistake that there are no people like that. Praise the Lord. But we raise an incense and we say, God forbid. Forbid. Becoming our testimony. Lift up your voice and pray. And say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let him be preserved from the scourging tongues of men. Men who have made a decree. Men who have made a pronunciation. That the manifestation of glory, the manifestation of power upon the life of our Father will cease. We say no. We say no. We put a stop to the advancement of the gate of hell over your precious servant. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Bible says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we condemn. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Isaiah 54 and verses 15. It says, behold, they shall surely gather, but not unto me. It says, whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. One more scripture. Isaiah chapter 8 and verses 10. It says, take counsel together. It says, and it shall come to naught. It says, speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. Lift up your voice one more time and say, because of the scepter of authority, the scepter of God's presence in the house that you have given your servant, they will take counsel, but it will come to naught. They will speak a word, but it will not stand. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. My time is fast spent, but I will not leave here without making an altar call. Hallelujah. There is not much to say. We are pressed for time. But if you know you came here in desperate need for Jesus, or at some point in the course of the teaching, your heart was pricked with conviction, please, this is the time to make it right with your Lord and your Savior. Please, can we celebrate them as they make their way to the front? You have not given your heart to the Lord, and you're saying, man of God, if you would please give me that opportunity to say yes to Jesus, I want to hear to that call. Please make your way to the front. I believe that there are several other persons scattered around under the sound of our voice. Please make your way to the front. Jesus is calling. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? They're still coming. You are in overflow. God is beckoning on you. Can you hear him knocking? Oh, can you hear him knocking? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Is that a door? Da 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 da. Hallelujah. On behalf of Jesus, who is the head of the church,
and his angel over this house. I want to congratulate every one of you for making this bold step. At some point in our life, we had to make this precious decision. And the rest is just history. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to lead you to pray a prayer of salvation. And I want you to mean every single prayer you would pray shortly from the depth of your heart. Please, if you please, lift up your right hand and place your left hand on your chest. And mean every single word of declaration you'll be making. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come before you unable to help myself. I acknowledge that I have sinned against you and I've come short of your glory. Yet I believe that you died for me. For my sake, you rose again that I may have eternal life and the gift of righteousness. Therefore, the power of sin, the power of hell, and the grave is broken over my life. Forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Just in 2 seconds, saints of God, can we stretch forth our hands over these ones that the Lord has called unto himself? Can we pray for them and say, Lord, unto you who is able to keep and preserve every one of them from falling, we commit them. Can we just pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, you will keep these ones. You will preserve them from falling by the wayside in the name of Jesus. And based on the authority of scripture, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we decree and we declare you born again in Jesus' mighty name. So please kindly look to my right, which is your left hand side. There's a gentleman holding a placard. Just do well to comply with whatever instruction that they get to give you. And they will follow up with you. Please make your way to them. Can we celebrate them? Can we celebrate salvation? One more time, can we celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords?
Come on, and if you are still excited to be in the house of God,